You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Well, now here we are, smack dab in the middle of summer. You know, often it gets to be, you know, the last quarter of the year where many of us, both business and personal, are looking for those charitable ways to give as the year ends. So maybe a little different time to be talking about the topic, but joining us from John Moore Associates, the president of John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran. Brian, welcome back. It's good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks away, but glad to hear your voice and be back on with you.
Yeah, so what got my attention was, you know, I often mention Insights tab at johnmoore.com. It's a great free resource. And on that resource, it's a searchable engine for, you know, whether the blogs or podcasts, different things available on various topics. You can search the subject you're looking for at no cost. It's a resource that John Moore Associates has made for all of us to be better stewards of the resources God's provided for us. And recently, Andy Ferguson, a financial planner with John Moore Associates, a certified financial planner, certified kingdom advisor. And I just learned recently, CAP, another initials found after Andy's name and his title. But I'll let you inform our listeners, Brian.
Yeah, Andy has a particular interest in the world of charitable giving. So that CAP designation, Steve, is a certified advisor in philanthropy. I would call it a CAG, a certified advisor in generosity, but they use the word philanthropy and we're okay with that. But he went through special training with all different types of charitable giving strategies to obtain that designation, and now putting that to work, writing this wonderful blog post we just recently posted on the topic of generosity.
Yeah, so I call people's attention to that. It's titled How Charitable Planning Can Create More Impact and More Clarity. And as I mentioned, you know, might be something you'd typically find in the fourth quarter, but we're taking time right here in the middle of the summer. Brian, thoughts?
Yeah, that's part of our push, Steve, is to get people out of that cycle of only thinking about generosity at the end of the year and really making a lifestyle of generosity. And Andy spoke to that in this blog post, really thinking more about the purpose of their giving, the why behind it, and really creating more impact by having clarity about why they give and then where they give and how they give all together, rather than just making giving sort of a financial transaction, really making it part of your lifestyle and part of your family's values.
Yeah, and I know one of the things that really I key into here, and you mentioned your family values. You know, whether you're doing this as a business owner or as a head of a family, you know, there's others that are watching us. You know, whether it's with charitable giving, Brian, or really as we are image bearers and ambassadors for Christ in our sphere of influence, there's people watching. And I think I speak not only to business owners, but I'm thinking of, you know, dads, moms, grandparents, uncles, and what a great opportunity we have to speak into the next generation, or, you know, maybe even peers that we're mentoring in discipleship. It's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. And we often say in the world of finance, more is caught than taught. So you're probably teaching someone something, even if you're not actually sitting down and giving them instruction. They're observing your behaviors. And again, what we're talking about here is not just giving away money, but living a lifestyle of generosity and having that generosity of spirit. And when you've met someone like that, boy, it really stands out that they're doing something right. And it, you kind of look at them and go, hey, I want some of what they've got because they seem so happy. And some of our families we serve that are the most generous, may not give away the most dollars, but they give a high percentage of their income, and they walk around with that just incredible sense of joy that we should all seek as believers. And it comes partly by releasing control and asking yourself about this generosity. And if I can, Steve, I'm going to quote Andy here in the blog post. I thought he said it really well. And we get so caught up in the how of giving, but he talked about where you should really start. He said, before discussing tools, it is worth slowing down to ask why generosity matters to your family in the first place. What gifts have shaped your life? What needs in the world burden your heart? How was generosity modeled in your home growing up? And what values do you hope to pass on to your family? Where could your giving make a meaningful difference over time? So these questions to ask yourself, rather than just, I've got a little leftover money, I guess I'll give it away, really thinking about these heart level questions and identity questions about generosity.
Yeah, and it's a great resource. If you tuned in a little late, we're visiting with Brian Cochran. He's the president at John Moore Associates. JohnMoore.com is the website. And on that website, the Insights tab will bring you to a place that has this blog post we're talking about from Andy Ferguson, how charitable planning can create more impact and more clarity. Brian, speak to those who maybe have that heart to give, and here they are paycheck to paycheck and find it difficult. What might they find from a resource like this or other resources available at the Insights tab?
Well, I think it goes back to what I was saying, whether you're giving a little or giving a lot, what God cares about is your heart posture around how you manage money. And you think about the story of the widow's mite, just giving very little. That's basically the equivalent of, you know, people are bragging about their generosity for all they give, but for those who have very little, even to give a little is a big sacrifice. And so I think keeping that in mind, that just because you don't have, you know, a charitable trust fund or something like that that has seven figures of giving opportunity, God cares about what your heart is on this. And those questions that Andy encourages us to ask really don't have much to do about scale, right? You don't need to be a multimillionaire to ask what in the world burdens your heart, or what values do you hope to instill in your family? Those are questions that are transcendent. You don't have to be wealthy to ask them. So I would encourage, no matter where you are in your financial journey, whether you're dealing with the burden of debt or trying to grow your income, or maybe you just lost your job, still looking for opportunities for generosity. And God does not judge the dollar amount. He's looking for generosity to shape who you are as a person and deepen your heart, and to live as He does and to be generous as He is.
Yeah, I love all kinds of stuff I hear there. Looking at the heart, and give as you can, you're able to. We didn't even touch on, you know, be a hilarious giver. Make it a something you can do that you can happily. You don't want to be, you know, begrudging. You don't want to give and go, man. You want to give and be pleased that you did, and feel the things that God wants us to feel as we do that. And often, you know, Brian, the time we spend here is on monetary things, including charitable planning. I'm considering that person, okay, I'll give a little as I can. How about time? Would time, in donating time and volunteer or skills to a ministry or a family in need, would that go along the same lines when planning for charitable planning?
Absolutely. And some ministries, what they need is more volunteers, more than they need more resources, more financial resources. So especially if you have special skills, special knowledge, or just a heart for service, if you have an authentic desire to be there and to serve, that sometimes is what makes the difference. Now, whether it's just making time to visit a friend who's having a medical challenge that needs a little support, or it's, you know, going to your local food bank. You know, those things are just as impactful as the dollars for many organizations and for many of our neighbors in need. So, and I think that's, you know, Jesus modeled that sometimes, right? He didn't give a bunch of money everywhere he went, right? He gave his presence, and an authentic, sincere listening ear can go a long way. Sharing wisdom can go a long way. There's a lot of ways to be a blessing to those around us.
All right. Well, great things to think on as we prepare for our time next week. Brian, we'll be spending a full hour together on this topic. So we hope our listeners will read that. We've called attention to the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. You'll also find a related blog posting there by Gail Judge, Assistant Financial Advisor at the John Moore Associates, teaching generosity to kids, which we touched on a little bit here, but a couple of great opportunities to kind of read up on how we can better plan to be charitable and reach out to the next generation. Brian, always appreciate your time. And hey, a full hour next week. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely, sir. Let's go deeper on this generosity topic. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. We'll do that. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.